This is a Pod Dealers Network podcast.
All right, man. Yo. This is for you. Not about you, but only because you're here. She been waiting on the slip up. The other shoe to drop, choking on the dust that kicks up. Been ready to give up. Got me signing papers I really just want to rip up. Praying it's just a hiccup. More than a little nip tuck, I don't recognize it. She been gone for a while, but I was none the wiser. I was striving for something, saw myself a survivor. What I was using to cope, she saw me as a liar. Piling the priors like prior. Got us facing consequences dire. Got her wondering why her, why me. I cry myself a river and drown in the depths trying to figure how I miss her. Or how she missed the fact there's nothing I wouldn't give her. Nothing I wouldn't sacrifice just to see her snicker. But shit got unhealthy the way I treated my liver. Left rapping only got sicker. Go figure.
Whoa. All right,
let's go.
What is TWS podcast, episode whatever, who cares at this point?
Bar.
The rant, the vindicator.
It's my podcast and I do what I want to.
People, listen.
Word, is it still live?
It's not working for me, Rip. All right, we're going to keep going.
I know I changed my voice at work.
Bars on the radio.
What is TWS podcast?
One's ready.
I feel like it's the end.
Just staring at my watch and I'm feeling so new school.
Suicide attempts, how many tries to take?
Damn, ready.
Now I'm asked for much, so if I dap you up, just please.
All right, welcome to another episode of the What Is TWS podcast. As always, I am your boy J. Dot Flynn, and joining me this episode, I have a very special guest, another homie. I'm adding to the homies. I really feel like if you make it to homie status, you should be able to put that like on a credit application. Like, to be one of the homies, you know, you've earned a certain level of trust, and this gentleman here across from me has earned that. I got. What are we? Are we going with the Apex MF, or you?
Nah, we're just gonna keep it like Alexander MF. But MF. I be the Apex for all those MFers out there, though.
He had it. He's starting off early. All right, anyway,
yeah, right.
All right, so I got my homie Alexander MF with me, and please don't tell anybody how many takes it took to get that intro just right.
You know, beauty takes time.
It did. Every once in a
while. And it was beautiful.
We won. It was one take, though. It was one take.
So far as what's published, yes.
All right.
I agree.
So how are you feeling today, man? What's good? What's good with you?
I am... I'm going through a lot of feelings. If we're just being vulnerable and real about it, I'm going to keep it short, though, because you talk about how I can talk about it, but I'm...
You can talk about it, whatever.
What'd y'all call me earlier? We got TWS, PTSD, and what? TMI.
Yeah,
I get to talking too much. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling bad. I'm feeling indifferent, and everything's gonna be all right. So I don't need to stress about it. You know what I mean?
That was some real like addict stuff. Like to be feeling all of those things simultaneously.
Right.
Yeah, that's our world.
But I think that's not just addict world. I think that's just like keeping it real, human world, man.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Because I think all of us out there be burning up just the same way, and all of us out there be fucking dancing in the rain just the same way. We just not everybody talks about it.
All right. I give you that. I attribute everything to. Because I don't know what it's like being anything else. So I just assume everything that goes on with me is a part of
only your experience.
Yeah.
You know, I might say that I feel that too. But I don't know. There was a part of me at some point that was like, it can't just be me.
Can't just be you.
You know what I'm saying?
I feel that
we're all humans.
I feel that
we're all dealing with emotions and psychology. You know what I mean?
How many different voices you plan on doing this afternoon?
How many can I do?
All right, I think we hit like four already. I think we've been through like four.
Do you know what the cool part about it is, though?
You have no idea that you're doing it.
No, not at all. This is just how I talk.
All right.
Wait till I do the whistly voice.
So you've got a couple of unique things right now. All right. So one, okay. Using brand new mics, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
I'm trying out different mics, so please, if you want to give me feedback, let me know. What this sounds like, better, worse, whatever. So you're the first guest I've had with the new microphone, with my new equipment. You're also the first guest.
Oh, no.
I want to say no. You're the first guest for me that heard the podcast and then was a guest on the podcast, but a guest like face to face. Like, you're the first person to me that's like seen behind the curtain.
Oh, okay.
You know, I've done some over the phone and like Skype and stuff like that. So let me just ask,
okay,
like, how that colors your experience at all? Like, having heard the podcast and now like seeing how it happens.
I am in awe of what you do. I heard it first. Yeah. I heard it first, and the episode that I heard was that real life shit, right? Which speaks on a level that I feel I want to speak to people about, you know, life, right? Like, I want to be able to influence from experience other individuals' experiences. You know what I mean? To, as you were saying in that episode, have people learn through wisdom versus hard assery.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
Like, learning from what you did so that I don't have to do it.
Right. It's that, like Royce da 5'9" just said on his recent album, plugging that.
Right, right.
He wore the rhinestone do-rag so you didn't have to.
There you go.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means.
I don't either.
But you know what, though?
It felt like it fit.
He did it so we didn't have to.
We didn't have to. Yeah.
That's the point that was coming across on it, though. Yeah. You know what I mean? So going back to the question, though, I heard your podcast, and it was beautiful, and I love it. And what I'm trying to do, you say, oh, but I'm being real. That's like, oh, message. Wait till y'all hear this. I need y'all, it's real quick plug. I need you people paying attention to check out What Is TWS on Facebook. Where else?
Facebook.
Apple Music.
Google Podcast.
Stitcher.
Spotify. Any place you find dope podcasts.
Any place you can find dope podcasts, check out What Is TWS, no spaces, all together. WHATISTW. Yes, sir. Yes. So, sorry, I had to do that for you because people are watching and I want them to plug into what you're doing.
So, real quick.
Yeah.
Let the podcast world, I guess, know what's happening on the other side.
On my side.
Plug your...
Okay, so... Right,
pause, but plug your stuff.
Yeah, pause. Y'all, he just did the pause.
I haven't done it in a while.
It's the pause. That takes me back to a time in treatment. Pause, post-acute withdrawal. But anyhow, so I am an individual that makes music and makes sounds and likes to... My goal is to be able to do what you're doing just in a different way. You know what I mean? Like, I want to express myself. I want to do my art, and I want to be able to reach people. Whether they hate it or they love it, I want it to happen.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? And you can check me out on right now just SoundCloud and Facebook, and that's it. But you would look for Alexander MF, no spaces. And that's not because I'm a motherfucker, but that's because that's my initials.
He's a bad motherfucker.
He's a bad motherfucker. All right. All right. I'm sorry. But right.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
So, then you have invited me in, right? So I got to hear it first. Going back to the response, yeah. I got to hear it first, and I fell in love with it. Then you've invited me in, and I don't mean like what's happening right here, but I mean like little by little, you have adopted me, and you've been like,
"You're my brother now."
Yeah, you're like, "Say, homie, check this out. I got something cool that could help you with what you're doing, and it's all come from what you're doing. The roots of what you have going on are dropping seeds elsewhere." You know what I mean? And then just sitting here with you right now, it's taking me back to a time when I was in a band a long time ago called Downside, when podcasts were like new.
Yeah.
It was like, it was Clear Channel and Cumulus Broadcasting Channels. That was it. You know what I mean? Clear Channel Radio and Cumulus Broadcasting. Nobody was doing podcasts. And we were guests on many podcasts that were under the radar, and it was cool as fuck. And
okay.
I was like, what's this about? Like, we're doing it in this person's room. This isn't the radio station, but it's cool because those podcasts have grown. Cool. And
trying to get there.
Yeah, well, little by little, you get to the middle.
That's why I'm getting this. I've got to get these Alexander MF. Remember, I got to get these numbers up. I'm name dropping all day.
Whoa,
yeah.
It's gonna happen. Little by little, man. We stay consistent with it. I should have been doing this on the Alexander MF page, but I'm doing it on my personal page.
Hey, man, I appreciate it. All right, so something I did want to engage you on, mm-hmm. outside of just just indulging my. Oh man, I lost the word. What is the word for never mind? Anyway.
That's what you were saying? To indulge your never mind?
Indulge my never mind.
To indulge your... I won't... That we would have to pause after that one.
Yeah. Yeah. That's not... That was just a quick flashback on the pause. But So I know you have experience in the medical community.
Yes, sir.
All right. coronavirus.
Yeah.
Am I the only one that all of this sounds a lot like the start of the zombie apocalypse? This whole thing sounds exactly like how every movie where there's a zombie apocalypse, there was a strange virus. It came out of nowhere. We didn't know what to do with it. And either what we tried to cure it with
right.
caused the zombie apocalypse, or right. the virus mutated and right. caused the zombie apocalypse. I'm worried. Are you worried?
Nope, I'm really not.
Not worried.
Okay. No, for various reasons. One of them being because of our healthcare's abilities, what we know medically right now, not too much can really get us. We haven't found a strain or a virus or a bug that like we can't handle or that we can't corral and keep within some sort of limits of control, right? But yeah, this is like 28 days later. Was it 28 days later? The name of the movie?
Yeah, that was a zombie apocalypse.
Yeah, right. Type movie. And then this is kind of like Will Smith in I Am Legend.
I Am Legend. See, they tried to cure it.
You know what I'm saying?
And they tried to cure cancer, and the cure for cancer fucked the whole thing up.
I got a nurse that's watching right now that okay. I worked with at Scott and White Memorial Hospital in Temple, Texas.
Okay.
And she says, it's BS. Jody Wall, what's up? I believe you. And question for her.
Yeah.
Did coronavirus end up at Scott and White recently? Because I heard that it did. I'll wait for your response. All
right. While we're waiting on that response.
Yes, sir. Continue.
So people, I mean, you're hearing it. I got two medical professionals engaged right now. You can stop buying up all the bread and toilet paper at the HEB.
That so happened that too, it didn't
be,
it?
It did. It
people
did.
Couldn't buy no toilet paper.
Couldn't get no toilet paper. And I think I saw a meme where somebody was like, one of the symptoms of coronavirus is not like diarrhea. So you can really chill with the toilet paper. Like, we all need toilet paper. Don't, you know.
So, yeah. I've seen a whole bunch of memes, but I didn't understand why it now makes sense. I don't pay attention to it, man. I don't watch news. I don't read tabloids. When
I'm
I
very
do,
much the same way.
Yeah, are you?
If I'm reading the news, I'm looking for something to laugh at. I'm looking for something to make fun of.
If I'm opening the newspaper, I'm looking at the classifieds for things to buy and okay. or jobs to apply.
I like that.
You did that? You see that?
Things to buy, jobs to apply.
That's it, man. Okay.
That's I'm it. Still vaping, which means I don't give a shit about my health. you know, it is what it is.
Okay, so the answer from the nurse is not that she's aware of.
Okay.
As far as it landing in Central Texas up there at the hospital. And then her question is, why are they buying toilet paper?
Exactly.
Yeah.
One of the...
I don't know.
There's nothing bathroom related in the symptoms of coronavirus.
I think that at the end of it all, when it's all said and done, so since this is such a breakout of a... new virus. No, it's not new. I don't think this is new. Nothing. I don't think so. But so my thoughts are why they're buying the toilet paper is because, well, you're still going to have to shit. Diarrhea or not. I mean, like, what would you buy if there was an apocalypse? And then you could still buy before things went sour.
Before things went sour.
Yeah, right.
This is going to be really fucked up because all the stuff I would buy is like not necessary for human existence.
What do you mean by that? For example,
I'd probably stock up on like coils and vape juice so I could make sure I could continue to vape through the apocalypse. I can't imagine being chased by zombies and I can't
without your nicotine.
Without my nicotine, I'm gonna need a fix.
I would do that, but I would do that for the purpose of bartering and trading.
Bartering. See, I mean, you're thinking about stuff. Yeah, I'm not. That's why I hang around people like that. This is purely a. Oh, man, what is... I can't think of any of the words I want to use. What is the word of the thing that feeds off of another thing?
A symbiotic relationship.
A symbiotic.
A parasitic lifestyle.
Yeah, there we go. This is a parasitic relationship.
We love the parasites.
Yeah, yeah. You think you're benefiting from this somehow, but I'm just making sure I'm around people that are thinking about shit I'm not thinking about when stuff goes south.
Where would you shack up? If this was a zombie apocalypse, where would you go for shelter, protection, and supplies?
All right, so I read... I have a fascination with zombies.
Okay.
Fascination.
Okay.
And I read World War Z. And World War Z, right, the book, is not the movie. It is just like, it's a historic sort of retelling of all these zombie outbreaks that have happened in the past that have been swept under the rug. And please, conspiracy theorists, don't go buy the book thinking that it's fiction. It's still fiction. But it's told like from a, you know, zombies have, this has happened before and this is what happened. All right. So, I also read the Survival Guide to the Zombie Apocalypse. That's the book I was trying to reference.
I heard about that book before. Continue.
I think it's written by the same guy. But I would go to a high-rise building.
Yeah.
And then the first thing to do would be to either try to destroy the stairs or to barricade the stairs.
Okay, so nobody can get up there.
Yeah, I'm just trying to prevent things from getting up there.
Are you trying to stop marauders and zombies, or are you just trying to stop zombies?
My first priority is zombies.
Okay.
You know, I'm a smooth talker. I can talk my way out of it.
Nah, I don't think so, bro. You ever watched The Walking Dead?
I have watched it. I
let you walk into fan. Negan, dog.
Negan got
say good night. You ready to go night night?
You can't tell me Negan didn't talk his way into that position. You can't
Negan just walk was into a player, a
room.
Bro.
You can't walk into a room with a bat with barbed wire on it and that's going to be how you get followers. He had to say some smooth. He had to say some fly shit to get to that point.
I think Negan just was like, if I could, can I drop words like this? I think Negan just went in there dick swinging. He didn't give a fuck about nothing. Like, and he didn't have to say shit. He came in with a bat with barbed wire and said, "Bash, there you go. I am in charge. Hello."
I mean, I'm figuring in the beginning people had AKs and shit. Like, you still had to like. I figured you had to say, "I got something you need."
Sure, sure.
And it's not this bat.
Yeah, it's a very good point. It's a very good point.
Yeah.
One last comment on this: the vaccine was patented in 2015. How is it a new virus? Do some research. Anybody, if we're wrong, get back to what is TWS email
send
or however you respond.
Send me hate mail my way. I love it all.
Yeah. Oh, I'd love to read what they say.
Info at what is TWS, flan at what is TWS. You can send it to Alexander MF at what is TWS. I'm going to get it.
So oh, there you go.
Send it on.
Yeah, just send it this way. Give us your responses about how you feel about what we say.
All right. So enough zombie apocalypse talk and coronavirus. We've given it enough energy.
Enough time on that.
We've recently been discussing hip hop, mm-hmm. right? So we're not that far apart in age.
No. How old are you? 36?
I'm 38.
I know. I just like to call you 36.
You just like to hear me say it to everybody, remind everybody how old I am.
My bad, dog.
Appreciate you. so we remember the same era.
Yep.
Of hip hop.
Yep.
A question I've had for a lot of guests recently, and we haven't talked about this in the house.
So okay.
Hopefully this will catch you off guard.
Right.
Do you believe that we've seen the end of the third verse?
Oh, wow. I've never heard of that before.
Yeah. If you listen to a lot of modern songs right now.
Two and out?
Two and out. We're not getting the 16, 8, 16 hook.
Yeah.
And then another, you know.
Another 16 and then a hook and then a walkout with the.
Yeah. The format that used to be
right,
a standard
right.
song is gone.
Right. So my experience with music, right, was as a hip hop head growing up, but then I became a musician and we had to learn a template, format, right? Because right. we were making music that was going to the radio. We were trying to be commercial, right? So there is a chorus. You come in with the chorus and then you got to, and then you got your short verse and then you got your chorus and then you got your long verse and you got your chorus and then you got your bridge. So there is a template. You're absolutely right. You know what I'm saying? And even for hip hop in the same way. But I think that it's not the end of the third verse because there are artists out there that don't stick to the format. Do you know what I'm saying? And it may not be what we're going to hear on the radio.
I feel like music has gotten so easily consumable that mm-hmm. I think a lot of artists don't think the masses have the attention span for a song that long. They're like 2:16, like 3 minutes. Your songs nowadays like 3 minutes, 3.5 minutes tops. Like they get in and out.
3:45 is at the top.
3:45. I remember songs being like 4 or 5 minutes long.
I remember listening to Wu-Tang songs that were like that, man.
Right. Or you listen to some old Prince songs and they go on for like 10-15 minutes.
See, so
how long? Depending on what mix you got.
Correct. And that's the other part about it. Even still, there's artists that are making these songs that are 5 minutes long, but they're doing radio edits. Radio edit. Radio. You know what I mean? So if you were to buy the single online or if you were to buy the album online or in a store, do they still sell records? I mean, albums like CDs in stores?
No, I don't think so. I mean, maybe, yeah, Best Buy. I think I've seen them in
Walmart,
I've seen them in Target, I believe. I want to say I've seen them in Target.
Well, to
remember Circuit City?
Oh my God! We had a CD signing at Circuit City, bro.
Oh shit,
that was pretty dope. Yeah, I remember Circuit City.
I remember Tuesdays. New music came out on Tuesday.
Do you remember FYE?
Yes.
Wow. Yeah, we did it over there too at FYE.
Sam Goody. Waxy Maxy.
Wow. Waxy Maxy's new to me. That may have been like regional
up
where you
been
were.
East Coast.
Yeah. Gotcha. Yeah. That's like Albertsons and Winn-Dixie. Did y'all have those up there?
Just because my family is from the South Carolina, I know Winn-Dixie.
Yeah.
Do you know Piggly Wiggly?
Only because I went to Somerville, Massachusetts, Boston, Massachusetts.
They got Piggly Wiggly's in Massachusetts?
Did. Yeah, they did. Yep.
I got to learn something more about Massachusetts. I feel like it's not as like salting white. I have a feeling there's some flavor in Boston, Massachusetts.
Listen, let me tell you.
A guru is from Boston, right?
Yes, that is correct. We were there, right, on a side subject, talking about culture, we went to a tavern. It was called a tavern, right?
A tavern on the green?
Back over here, it's a bar. You know what I mean? We're going to the bar. But pub. We went to a bar, a pub, right? Yeah. Tavern. And I walked in and I saw the coolest, most just elated looking crowd of people. And I was like, oh my God, these people look happy and excited and they're attractive. Like it was an attractive audience crowd. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I went to sit down, order some drinks, and I got to talking to people. And these people, none of them were like me. They were all from Ireland and Scotland. And I was like, holy shit, they're even hotter now. So what I'm saying though is like, I'd never been in all our travels. So, you know, I'm a ruck rat or a military brat. You know what I mean? Like
we did
15 years traveling here, there, doing Germany, doing separate states from down south all the way up to the northeast. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I just don't remember ever being in a place where I was exposed to that sort of culture, you know?
Yeah.
And it was dope. I don't know how I just got on that, but
it's the nature of the podcast is what we do.
I like it.
We take journeys.
Podcast guests.
We go on tangents. Oh, that was gross. All right. All right. So I know one of the things we definitely wanted to do, and I want to do that before, you know, we run out of time. And you agreed to this.
I did.
Beforehand.
Yes, I did.
All right.
I came up with a name for it too.
Right. Yes, you did.
Yeah. Yes.
We'll get to that. Because you're going to be let's go ahead. You're going to be racist zero.
I'm going to be racist zero, like patient zero.
Like patient zero.
Right.
Because we did the coronavirus.
Right.
But you're going to be racist zero. You're going to set the bar.
I'm going to be racist zero because I'm going to be the first one on game show called
Guess the Ethnicity. I got to find my phone so we can get.
Can I give a little backstory on this Guess the Ethnicity
thing? Yes, while I search for my phone.
Okay, please. Cool. So Guess the Ethnicity is where the host here, Mr. Flan, is going to read some crimes that have taken place to me, the headlines. You know, male robs bank wearing Batman outfit, right? The headline top.
All right, just off the top of your head, what's that? Who did that? Who did, if you had to guess, who robbed the bank with a Batman mask?
That'd have been a white dude.
A white dude, okay.
That'd have been a white dude. But in the end, what we're doing is trying to guess the ethnicity of the crime, of the criminal. And some of these things, we'll see how it goes. But I'm the first one, so I'll be racist zero, like patient racist zero for the outbreak. Right?
And you're ready for this.
Oh, my God. Right. Father, forgive me, for I know what I'm going to do.
All right, so here we go.
Here we go.
All right. Welcome to America's most poppinest new game show. Yes, that's right. You have tuned in to Guess the Ethnicity. I am your host, J.Dot Flan, and our contestant today Alexander MF. Alexander, how you doing today?
I'm doing great. And that running music that you just had running was dope. That was killer.
We do it white glove style here. We get real serious about it. All right, so guess the ethnicity to go in a little further. Pause on what Alexander had to say. Let me set the rules for you.
Okay.
All right. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to read you headlines of some awkward crimes. And then you're going to try to guess the ethnicity of the perpetrator.
Okay.
All right. Now, the standard we have set for this is simply white, non-white.
White or non-white. Right.
Now, if you want to, you can try to venture further into that. And if you want to specify exactly what you think it is, be my guest.
Okay.
You don't have to. Your burden is simply white, non-white.
White or non-white. Okay. Right.
Now, I scour the internet. I scour the internet for these stories. When I find these stories, I just look for interesting stories, and I look for whether or not they have photos of the perpetrator. That is the only standard I'm looking for.
Photos.
So there is no rhyme or reason to what ethnicities, you know, do. I'm not looking for stories from a specific ethnicity. I'm just looking for stories that interest me and to have a photo.
Okay.
All right.
Do we get to see the photos at the end of this?
I can show you them offline.
Okay, I got you. Offline. Cool.
It's going to take a while. All right. So we're going to do three rounds, right? I'm going to read you I'm going to read you the headline.
Okay.
Right?
Yep.
And you will get the opportunity to guess the ethnicity.
Guess the ethnicity.
Based on the headline alone.
All right? Okay.
That guess is worth 5 points.
Okay. Right?
Now, for each of these, I'm also going to give you four additional pieces of information. For each piece of information I give you, right? Well, you can change your answer at any time.
Right.
But you lose points for each piece of information I give you before you change that answer.
Okay.
All right. So if you guess at the headline, that's 5 points. If I get two pieces of information in and you change your answer, now you're down to 3 points.
Okay.
All right.
Got you.
Highest possible score is 15.
Okay.
All right. And you ready to go?
Let's do this.
All right. We're going to start out easy. Question number one.
Question number one.
All right. The headline for question number one. Man in reindeer slippers attempts to steal woman's wheelchair.
Man in reindeer slippers attempts to steal woman's wheelchair. Oh.
All right. Now, based on that headline and that headline alone, Alexander MF.
Yes, sir.
Can you guess
the ethnicity? That's tough to say. I wanted to say white persuasion.
You're going to say white on that one. All right. Is there a particular reason? Anything that stood out in that headline that just makes you go that direction?
Read it to me again.
Man in reindeer slippers.
That's why.
It's the reindeer slippers?
Yeah. Yeah. Right. But then to say non-white was my second side of it, which was because he tried to steal a woman's wheelchair.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? Oh. But that's because of my experiences and where I've been in the past and what I've seen.
The people you've seen that go after wheelchairs.
That were non-white, that would wear reindeer slippers and take a woman's
that's
wheelchair.
That's a very specific demographic.
Yes.
Okay.
I would like to tell you those demographics, but we'll do that offline also.
Offline. All right, so we're going to start with piece of information number one.
Uh-huh, okay, right. Piece of information
for all
number
of
one.
These, your first piece of information is going to be the location. We'll see if that changes your mind.
Okay.
All right, location for this particular crime is Phoenix, Arizona.
Phoenix, Arizona. Okay, I got a buddy that said he was white in North Dakota.
Your buddy's going white on this one?
Yeah, okay. I got two whites on this one right now. I got two whites. Yeah.
Okay, all
right. Okay, so
they're playing along at home. I like that.
Yeah, they're playing along at home. That's cool. We got it plugged in. You said Arizona?
Phoenix, Arizona.
That challenges me. So if I'm right, though, right, then I don't lose points.
If you stay where you at, we're still at 5 points.
Okay, but if I change,
we drop to 4 points.
Even if my change goes to it being the right answer.
Right. Because if you get the wrong answer, you get no points.
Okay.
Does Phoenix, Arizona do anything for you?
Yeah, it makes me want to go towards a minority group.
All right. So what is it about Phoenix that makes you want to go? I've never been
region
to Phoenix.
Just the region.
Yep.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Just the region in the States.
So are we going? Are we switching or are we staying? Let me know.
We're going to stay right now.
We're going to stay.
Yeah, we're going to stay.
All right. So we're still at 5 points. We are going to move to your second piece of information. So I'm going to read you a little bit from the article regarding this particular crime.
Okay.
All right. The incident happened at a light rail station. Officials said as the train pulled into the station, the suspect grabbed the woman's chair as she tried to hold on before eventually being dumped to the floor.
Sticking. I'm staying.
Staying with that?
Yeah, I got my boy on the line right now. He's giving me some confidence in it. He says, having lived in Arizona, I still say white.
All right. We got some experience. I'm enjoying this. All right.
Okay.
All right. So we'll continue on here. Other passengers on the light rail came to the woman's aid as she screamed for help to assist her and stop the suspect from stealing the wheelchair. He was arrested a day later after thousands shared his picture on social media. He had two outstanding warrants and now faces five new charges, including robbery, kidnapping, and assault.
Advice, guys.
Anything about the charges or that he got caught on social media pretty much, you know.
So, I mean, you can be any tone to get caught, man.
That's exactly right.
You can be any tone to get caught. You can. I've been incarcerated from federal to county, like, for a short time, right? And many persuasions got, you know, warrants out for their lives. I don't want to lose points. I'm going to stick.
You're going to stick?
I'm going to stick. How many more do we get? One more, right?
Let me see. I may have messed up, but what we're going to do is we're going to call it.
We're going to reveal.
We're going to reveal.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Gender reveal. All
right. So your final answer again is what?
White.
White.
Mm-hmm.
All right. That's going to be the sound effect for correct. Jadakiss. White. Austin. Man. Okay. And this also lends to the comedy here. His last name is Sherbutt.
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 How do you spell that?
Sherbutt.
Sherbet. Sherbet? Sherbet.
I'm going Sherbet.
You're going to go with Sherbet.
Yeah, the two T's make it butt.
Sherbet. So we were right, those who sided white.
Yes, and just the kicker, just to add some extra icing on this one, he was still wearing the slippers.
When they got him?
When they got
him. Jesus.
Yes, yes. This is a day later.
Wow.
They got him a day later.
Wow. They got him a day later.
They got him a day later.
Through Facebook posts.
Through Facebook posts.
Warrant search roundup. And he was still in his slippers.
Still wearing his slippers.
Beautiful.
All right, so we have 5 points. You made it through round one.
I'm five up. Let's
perfect.
Go.
Perfect. All right. Are we ready?
Let's do
question number two. All right, we're going to wrap it up a little one. This is a little bit more interesting.
Okay.
All right. Your headline for question two. Man allegedly hiding drugs in butt accidentally shoots himself in testicles. Man allegedly hiding drugs in butt. I'm sorry.
Pause.
Man allegedly hiding drugs in butt accidentally shoots himself in testicles. I like how there are like no prepositions in there. Like they need to say the butt or the testicles.
Correct, correct. So man in man, butt
in testicles.
So to get this right, man supposedly
allegedly
keistering dope.
All right. He was boofing.
He was boofing the dope.
Yeah.
He
I learned that word recently.
You know what boofing is though, right?
Just put it up your ass, right?
But boofing is when you're using it, not when you're keistering.
Okay.
So boofing is like when you take the you break the tip off the syringe and you squirt a little something. Or you take can I say these things?
Yeah, it's not sure. I'm learning. You see me looking interested.
You
right?
get some so you get some exos and you're like you just boop boop pop them in there, bro.
And you expect them to like
oh they do. So what ends up happening is that they absorb yes.
You're snitching on yourself.
Pause. No. Keeping it real, man. I'm not lying. Like, okay. My life was my life, and I've done some things, and I'm some things that I would have said I'm not proud of, but okay. but those things that I've done have hurt me bad enough to where I've found a new way of thinking. You know what I mean? Was forced to.
You see how your experience can be useful to others.
Sure. Absolutely. I'll agree to that. Okay. But boofing
is different than keistering.
Yep. Boofing is different than keistering.
But this was like the prison wallet kind of thing.
This is the prison wallet kind of thing. Right. Correct. Yep. This is that's
I'm just,
exactly
I'm just,
what
to, I'm just trying to get my G card up here.
You got it, bro. You got it. You're getting the stripes. Don't worry about it. I'm going to go with what Paul says here. Paul.
Non-white. All right.
Although I still think it's Caucasian.
What are you going with non-white? So your 5 point answer is going to be non-white.
Okay. Hold on. We don't know. I can't get the state. I can't get no like lines. No,
strictly off the headline
okay,
for the 5 points.
Okay.
You got this from long distance. You got a Steph Curry this one.
I don't know who Steph Curry is.
Oh, come on. All right,
Stephen Curry. I'm just messing.
Okay.
Okay.
Stephen.
Stephen.
Stephen Curry.
With a PH. Yeah. Not Stephen with a PH. I'm going to stick with it, bro. Caucasian.
You're sticking with Caucasian?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So the 5 point answer right now is Caucasian.
Sorry, Paul. We'll see what happens.
Your location.
Yeah, location.
Kashmir, Washington.
I don't know shit about Kashmir, Washington.
I didn't know such a place existed.
And that's still white. Keep going. Okay, move on. Yep. Yep. Washington. Right. Yep. Kashmir.
All right. So that would have been the 4 point. So we're still at 5 points.
Right.
All right. Let me just make sure we got enough points to go here. 3, 4, that'd be 3, 2. All right. Okay. Okay. Gotcha. All
okay.
Right. This is from the article.
Yes.
The suspect was carrying a pistol in his front pocket while in his apartment last year when the firearm accidentally discharged and pierced his groin and thigh. He then told his girlfriend to dispose of the weapon before heading to the hospital. At the hospital, a balloon of marijuana slipped out of his anus.
Okay.
While the doctor was operating on a gunshot wound.
Oh, my God.
Right. Cops arrived to the hospital when alerted of a gunshot wound, as they do.
Yeah. You know,
and searched Wilson's car. I'm sorry. Well, I just gave his last
That's
name.
That's okay. All That's right. that goes in many different directions.
Searched the suspect's car, where they discovered a bag of meth in the bloodstained jeans he was wearing when he shot himself.
Yeah, bro. I think it stays the same. Here's my reasoning, number one.
Give me the reasoning.
Here's my reasoning. Because it's...
So Wilson didn't give anything away.
No, it's okay. In Washington, bro.
Okay, I got you.
And he's like, hide the gun. Get rid of the gun.
Right.
Nah, not the people I know. We'd be like, bro, put that someplace. We still need that till next time. You know what I'm saying?
I'm learning so much about you.
I just fouled up, and I got to go to the hospital. But take this 3 houses down.
Could you be thinking that clearly with a wound in your testicles?
Yeah, I could imagine the people that I, yes.
Okay.
Me, personally, if I was there when it happened, I'd be like, I got you, bro. Just lay down. Somebody get some towels and some floss and some stitching needles. But here's the thing, though. Washington is legal. Marijuana is legal in Washington.
Is it?
Yes. So what I don't understand is why he's keistering the pot. Let's see what's next.
This was last year.
This was last year.
Last year.
He's white, bro. He's white as
fuck. I like how these like random facts just like listen, just like lock
listen,
it in for you.
You are stupid, bro. Like you, not you, but Mr. Wilson. Yeah. Mr. Wilson. Sorry.
All right. So all right. Here's this will be the last one. Oh no, this will be the
second to last.
Second to last.
Okay.
All right. He turned himself in 2 weeks later on a warrant that was issued when he was in the hospital.
They didn't take him from the hospital?
They didn't take him from the hospital.
Oh, wait, because he had to recover, yeah.
All right, so he turned himself in 2 weeks later. As he was being processed at the Chelan County Regional Justice Center,
yeah.
He was strip searched.
Again.
He was strip searched, and a second balloon of marijuana, a second balloon of marijuana slipped from his anus.
Oh, man, this is all just, like, fun. This is all just good fucking fun. So if I change my answer on the last one, does it just reduce five, or does it reduce me five per each one?
Five per each one. So you go way down.
Wow.
You go way down.
Wow. I'm going to stick.
You're sticking. All right.
Yep, I'm going to stick.
Are we going to last aside?
My friend, listen, my old friend, Dan Miller, I love you, sir. He says, you going to throw us white boys under the bus. I still got nothing but love for you, Dan. You are my brother in arms. Like, and this has got nothing. I love you. Let's go. Okay, let's see. Right. So we're at the last one now?
This is the last fact.
And here's the icebreaker.
I'm going to try to make this a pattern, you know, going forward, that the last fact will be something involving the punishment on what the person eventually got charged with.
Okay, so they're charged. Right. Okay.
So he was charged with possession of a firearm, unlawful possession of meth, possession of a controlled substance in a correctional facility.
Dumbass.
And four counts of tampering with the witness. I left out the part where while in the processing area, he called his girlfriend to continue to instruct her to hide the weapon while they were living.
Oh, so they did keep the gun then.
Yeah, he was continuing to give her instructions on white. What to hide.
He's and, not white.
Are we sure about this? He's being held on $110,000 bail at the time of this.
For that, $110,000. They held me for $50,000.
What were the charges again? We got
the charges were
possession of a firearm, unlawful possession of meth, possession of a controlled substance in a correctional facility, and four counts of tampering with a witness.
Four counts of tampering with the witness. Yes. Possession of a controlled substance in a detention facility.
Yes.
In a correction facility. In a
correctional facility.
What else?
Possession of a firearm.
Possession of a firearm.
Unlawful possession of methamphetamine.
He's white still. I mean, things have changed over the years, right? When I first found amphetamines, it wasn't methamphetamines. It was just speed. It was just crank. But when methamphetamines came out there, still, that wasn't something that the minority groups were playing with. They were selling it, and they were not participating with it. But over the years, they started to participate with it. But I still think that it's a white guy because it's in Washington.
This has been the most educational and informative episode.
I can tell you some more information.
TWS.
Yeah.
All right. So you ready for the big review?
But Paul still thinks he is. Paul. Here we go. Here's a big review.
Going non-white.
Oh, wait. Is the sound going to tell me if we're right?
I'll let you. I'm going with a different sound.
Okay.
We'll see what you think.
Oh,
it's going to be a different sound.
Fuck!
I'm not saying what it's going
to
be.
Okay. Hold on. He says white. He went back to white.
He went back to white.
Yeah.
Almost always go with your first choice. With your first voice.
You must always go with your first choice.
You are correct.
Yes.
We have white Mr. Cameron Jeffrey Wilson.
Cameron Jeffrey Wilson.
And at the time of this incident, he was already a 13-time convicted felon.
A 13-time felon, and he was still...
I don't know if all his convictions were felonies. This is how it's worded in the article. 13-time convicted felon.
You know, a lot of times...
I thought it was like a 3-strike. You can't get 13 felonies.
No, you can, absolutely, yeah. But you can get 13 after having 76. They just process you down and plea bargain, and you say, I'll plead guilty to this, but I'm not pleading guilty to that. Pleading guilty, not pleading. Right. Pleading?
You're setting the bar kind of high. You're 2 for 2, 10 points, maximum score you can have at this point in the game.
Yeah.
Are we ready to go for question number 3?
Are we hitting the trifecta right now?
We're going to the question number 3, which I think is the best one. This one is nice.
Nikki, I love you. Nikki says, I'm white, never use vitamins. Nikki, I love you.
I believe you, Nikki.
For all the people that have just tuned in, check out What Is TWS on Facebook, Spotify,
all one word,
Apple Music,
Stitcher,
Google Podcast. If you go to Google and you search one word together, What Is TWS? You'll be able to catch this episode coming published tomorrow.
Yes, I am going to. Yeah, we're going to crank this out.
And you guys can hear the whole episode.
And it's going to be unedited.
And then it's going to be unedited. But not only that, what I would ask that you guys do is that you follow the podcast and you take a listen to it. It's from my roommate and he's doing some big things. And I'm trying to like throw my things into his things so that like together we can flourish.
Yeah. Pause though. Pause.
Pause. Yeah, pause. Oh, did I say that?
You can't throw your things into my things.
Why? But pause. Pause.
Pause. All right, so we're on to headline number three. Are you
headline
ready?
Three, yes. What is the race?
They met on a dating app.
Uh-huh.
They met then on he a robbed a bank on their first date and forced her to be the getaway driver.
Oh, yeah, that's not white. Did you even finish?
They met on a dating app.
They met on a dating app.
Then he robbed a bank on their first date.
He robbed a bank on the first date.
And forced her to be the getaway driver.
And forced her to be the getaway driver, non-white.
You're going non-white.
Wait. Okay.
I just wanted to understand like the thought process. I just want to get inside your head.
Because where I've been and what I've been. Give me some dap on that. Pap. You should make the sound. No, I'm just joking. As you would say. I don't remember. Anyhow, where I've been, my experience, that is not a white person.
That's not a white person.
That's not a white person.
All right. So that's where our 5-point answer is non-white?
For right now, we're going non-white.
Non-white. All right. Your first piece of information. We're dropping down to 4 points if you change.
Okay. Yep.
All right. This happened in North Attleboro, Rhode Island.
Non-white.
We're still going non-white.
Non-white.
I know nothing about Rhode Island. Did that factor into your decision at all?
Yeah, it does.
Okay.
Yeah, it does because that's like the port where all the minorities came in back in the day. It's like being in that's the Northeast, bro. You've been there, right? The Northeast.
Philly, New York.
Right.
Okay.
And which has a diversity.
Yeah.
Of color and creed and nationality and origin, right?
Right.
If it was in Washington, it'd be a white dude, bro. That's all I'm saying. You know what I mean? Okay. If it was in like South Dakota, it'd be a white dude. But would be my answer. But
North
region,
Attleboro.
North, yeah, no, still as white as it sounds, though, it's still in a place in a region to where there's, I feel there would be, and even, okay, so the folks listening, they say not white either. She says, nope, not a white guy. He says, nope. not white on the last one, which was the last answer you gave us. They would be too scared. She said they would be too scared to force me to do anything, white people. and that's a white girl talking.
Okay, all right.
So I'm sticking non-white.
Don't mess with her.
I think he's actually Hispanic, but continue.
All right, so I'm omitting the
last name. Okay.
Let me make sure. So we're at 4 points. All right, bow. Here we go. All right, so the woman told police.
If it was Minnesota white.
The woman told police that she met the defendant through an online dating app and had just met him in person for the first time that day. She picked him up at his parents' house in Rhode Island, and they drove to North Attleboro as he drank wine in the passenger seat.
All right, so I'm going to stick with what I've said. Even Dan, my old school homeboy, he said not white.
So everybody's going now white.
Yeah, that was a guy. I was like, you just throwing those white boys under the bus. I'm feeling, and you know what? I'm going to say still that I think he's Hispanic.
So you're going to Hispanic.
Yep.
All right. So, yeah, all right.
Go ahead.
Okay, so we're going to the next one here. The suspect asked her to stop the car near the bank and then left the vehicle for a few minutes. He went into the bank. He showed the teller a gun that was in his jacket and demanded $1,000.
Jesus.
He told the teller he was really hurting and needed money. He then ran back to the car, sweating, carrying a hat, sunglasses, the gun, and some cash, told the woman to drive off. When she saw the blue lights of the police cruisers behind her, she immediately pulled into the parking lot of a Dunkin' Donuts and got away from the car.
Wow. Okay, so to recap that real quickly for those listening, for my own processing thought, his statement was, I'm hurting real bad,
and I need money.
Yeah. I wanted to say that would almost make me want to call him white for my own triggered experiences, but I still say non-white.
You're still saying
non-white. Is this the last one that you're going to give me now, or is
this
that
the, this is the last one.
Okay, last
All right.
one.
All right. So
here we go, guys.
Like I said, I like to make this last one the punishment, because I think sometimes the punishment.
How they sentence,
how they sentence helps.
Right.
He was sentenced in Fall River Superior Court to 3 years in prison for armed robbery.
3 years in prison.
Followed by another 2 years for assaulting the three police officers who arrested them. He spat.
He spat at the officer's face.
He spat on the officer. So he got an additional 2 years for spitting on the officer. So, 5 years total.
I think that you can still be a minority and still not suffer the consequences that other minorities would have, right? Because you may have a judge that's a minority at some point. But I'm going to say that this dude is still Hispanic and not white. Hold on. Yep. We got a Hispanic quote judgment on here, too. Yep. Are you going to start with the name? Right. His name is Juan Enrique Pedrosa.
Right, so this one, we're gonna let the audience decide on this.
Okay,
because I'm torn. Because you've specified Hispanic a couple times.
Okay.
And this gentleman's name
is
Christopher Castillo.
Bro.
Now, here's a picture.
Yeah. There's a picture of a gentleman by the name of Christopher Castillo.
What are we going with, people?
How do you spell his last name? C-A-S-T-I-L-L-O?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Here's him in the bank.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. He says, I'm hurting. Probably said it like this, so he was like, I'm hurting.
Because I would have said white based on the picture.
Based on the picture?
But then the more you emphasize Hispanic and the last name, I'm not so sure.
So I'm going to tell you this. I am Dominican, I am Puerto Rican, and I know about... where I've moved, where I've lived, and what I know about our culture, right?
Yeah.
We range in colors. I have cousins that are the darkest of black, and I have cousins that are the whitest of white that look like Mr. Castillo right there. That dude is Hispanic.
What say you?
Let me see. Paul. Oh, Paul was the one that was saying. Let me see if Paul. Let me check to see if Paul's still. Paul says Hispanic for sure still. But I'm going to say that I'm going to
show this one last time.
All right.
I'm going to say that gentleman is Latino. So I have cousins in Puerto Rico that look just like this guy. My mom, you've met my mother.
I met your mother. Yeah.
Did she look Hispanic to you?
You don't want to ask me that question. Don't put me there.
I just put you there.
Yeah, she looked Hispanic.
Too. Okay, cool. To many Hispanics, she wouldn't look Hispanic. Okay. And a lot of people think she's white. But not until she... Oh, yeah, Paul. Paul. Paul is Puerto Rican as well.
Okay.
And he says that he agrees. This guy is Hispanic.
That guy's Hispanic. Yeah. All right, so we have to give you a...
That means success.
That is success, and that is 15 points.
I set the bar.
You set the bar. Like, that's... You can't be beat unless I come up with some sort of like speed round or some shit from now on, which would be unfair to you, but it's not above me.
I would like to see how that would look. Let's see what you got. Blonde hair and blue eyes, Hispanic family. Yeah, you do. And when I was born, my hair was strawberry blonde and straight. Like, I didn't have curly hair, bro, and I didn't have dark colored hair either.
I gotta see these pictures.
No, I'm not doing it.
Not doing it.
I'll do it. Yeah, my mom. Just come to my mama's house. She'll show you. Let me show you these photos. Oh, mom, Jesus Christ. Everybody's judging Hispanic.
Everybody's
judging.
Going Hispanic. Yeah.
What's up, Mr. Mouton? I need to come and get clipped up. I'm sorry.
All right, so there we have it.
Yes, sir.
We have our first real round of Guess the Ethnicity. Let me hit the theme music one more time.
One more time.
Bam, 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 bam. And then as always...
Almost always, always go with your first choice.
That's the only way you get 5 points. You gotta go with your first choice.
Is that him?
That is Odyssey.
That's not Jadakiss.
That is not Jadakiss.
I know that guy from someplace.
That is Odyssey. He is a rapper from the DMV.
Department of Motor Vehicles?
D.C., Maryland, Virginia.
Got it. That's what I said. That's what I said.
That's where I'm from.
That's what she said.
All right. So let's see. Anything else you want to talk about before we get out of here? I want to applaud you on your perfect score here. I feel like I failed in some way. I feel like these
because you weren't expecting that, huh?
It must have been too easy or something. Like,
you know, no,
you're supposed to trip you up. I thought you would at least be like, "Oh, the first two were white. It can't possibly be three white guys."
Nah, man, you got to stay objective. Like, you got to stay objective. Like, a point by point.
Yeah.
New case, new critical thinking.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, scrub the last one, go into the next one. I don't always do that. I don't always do that. I am. Here's my humbled opinion. I am stupid as hell and far from knowing what people think I know. But you sometimes
are, you're uniquely talented at guess the ethnicity.
Oh snap, Jack! I don't know, man. I think that was like a luck thing. Maybe I don't know.
What did you think of the game? What did you think?
I think it was cool. I think it was. I think it was well received. Like I had individuals watching here that I wouldn't have thought were like, like I would have thought they'd have been like, is he really? Is this really happening? And is he really participating with it? But no, they actually participated right along with us.
And I appreciate him. I appreciate him all.
And he appreciates, as do I, the participation, folks, greatly.
All right. So is there anything else you want? What do you want to tell the people? All right, I have a question for you.
Okay.
All right. And this yes. is again. All right. This is the word I couldn't think of earlier. This is indulging my narcissism.
Oh, okay. What do I think about you?
No, tell the people a little bit of what it's like to have me as a roommate. I'm sure they want to know.
Okay, so it's kind of like living with like Barack Obama before Barack ever became a president.
Okay.
So
I don't have the purple lips though.
Well, I mean, let you tell it. But my boy Paul's right there about our guessing thing. I think a lot of it had to do with the experience of moving around.
Gotcha.
Military brat. But again, when I say Barack Obama, you guys tune into the podcast. Like, listen to the voice. Pay attention to who you're talking to. You'll hear Obama tones. Not only that, but when I watch you speak, you are you are collected, but I wouldn't say calm, but you are collected. I can't say calm and collected both because I see at
you've
some
seen,
points
yeah, you've seen me.
I see. I still you see still like produce calm, but express like disarray.
Okay,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I can't control the facial expression.
Right, and it's really in your eyes.
I control
bro.
The voice. I control the tone. I can't. Yeah. Can't control the facial expression.
Right, right, right. But it's a pleasure to live with you, though. I really enjoy the type of conversation and the communication that we have. Amongst ourselves.
You've had some dope conversations.
I think that it's stimulating for myself. And
pause.
I would pause.
I'm not here to stimulate you.
But you did. So I feel like within you I have the ability to participate in some communication and higher level functioning. Which I enjoy. It's not all just like cheese and crackers.
This did definitely indulge my narcissism. I appreciate it.
Fuck you.
But yeah, I was excited to have you on the show because we do have some really dope conversations in here. And I know you'd be open to the experience and open to going 100% in.
Going ham.
And thank you for including your friends. Thank you, friends, for hanging out with us.
Thank you, friends, for hanging out with us.
Man, I'm trying to think of what, you know, I feel like we still got a little bit of time.
Are
we running at?
Can you indulge my narcissism?
We can do this. We can do this.
I'm going to put you on the camera.
I'm not going to be as nice as you are.
Here we go. Because I am TMI. What was the question you asked me?
I asked you what it's like having me as a roommate.
Okay. My question for the radio host is, what is it like having me as your roommate?
Man, it is like having a television you can't turn off.
Uh-huh.
You know, like it's just always on.
Yeah,
it's like always on a sitcom.
Uh-huh.
And it's funny a lot of the times. And sometimes you want to go to sleep. And but man, it's been dope having you as a roommate. I remember talking to you on the phone before you know you came here, and I was like, man, I don't know, this guy's high energy. Like I don't know how well I do around like high energy because I'm normally very.
Collected,
you know, collected, low key,
mm-hmm.
and don't like to get too up or down. But mm-hmm. I think you know the differences have worked out. You know, and I see you know in you a chance for me to, like you said, like get out and you know be on a different wavelength from time to time.
Sure,
when I want to, and other times I come in my room and close the door and
yeah.
and pretend you're not here.
I would just like to clarify for future reference, if ever there arises a need that you don't want to go to your room but you need it to like. Just let me know, bro. I got you, man.
No, man.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I'm here to accommodate.
I'm like my mother is very much like this. Like, when I don't want to communicate, you don't see me. So if you see me,
it's sure. Cool. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. That's taking responsibility for how I feel and doing what I know is going to help me out because I do the same thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, there's some times where I need to, and it's not isolating. It's just tending to my needs.
Yes, yeah, so you don't have to worry about, like, you know, if you're around and I don't want whatever, you know, like, if I know who you are, and if I didn't want to, you know, it's like the wedding I talked about. Like, I know there's alcohol at weddings. If I didn't want to be around alcohol, I wouldn't have come to the wedding.
Amen.
So no need to feel squeamish.
I got you. Yeah. I got you.
You're alcohol at a wedding is basically what I'm saying.
I am inebriating at a function where you aren't the one who's tying the knot.
We should go to a hippie wedding again.
Why don't we just go to a hippie convention first? Like, because I don't know about the wedding. Can we just walk into a hippie's wedding? You know what? It's a hippie's wedding. Why would they say no?
Exactly.
Exactly.
It's the beauty of the whole thing, man.
I think it'd be a good idea. If anybody listening, first off, talking to the TWS, what is TWS listeners? If anybody listening is a hippie, knows of a hippie, is related to a hippie, and they're getting married, reach out to brand the website. What is it?
Whatistws.com.
Whatistws.com.
Put anything in front of that and an at symbol, and I'll get it.
Okay, so send an email and let us know the information.
Send it to weddings@whatistws.com.
Weddings@whatistws.com. Hippie weddings, whatistws.com.
We'll show up.
Oh, shit. And who's what? Where did Nelson come from? There's this girl.
Nelson.
Yeah, Nelson. It was a guy that was on a fucking, like, MTV TV show. And she was like, "You remember Nelson?" And she just checked in. She was like, "Nelson!" Laughing my ass off. I so see you doing this type of shit. L-O fucking L. All
right. All right.
Yeah, my bad. I don't remember.
We'll definitely have you back. We'll do this more.
I'm down.
That's what's up. All right. So,
what I'm going to do is I'm just going to borrow your things and I'm going to do my own podcast and I'm going to invite you.
I have a camera right there, right? I told you it wasn't plugged in and it's not, but it may be. You never know. You never know.
How many licks does it take to get to the center of the Tootsie Pop?
Pause.
The world may never know.
All right. So let me go through my usual stuff.
Yep.
What is TWS? I got stuff going on. I got merch. Please, like, buy a shirt. Like, it helps me. I'm hurting.
My name is Juan Castillo. I'm hurting and I need the money.
Buy some merch. If you can, please check out ttcharities.org. That's my brother. It's his birthday today. The day we're recording this, not the day you'll probably hear it. But,
right.
Tavares Taylor, it's his birthday today. His Happy charity birthday. Organization, ttcharities.org, does amazing things for people. They always taking care of folks. They are their brother's keeper. So check out the website. Donate what you can, time, money, books, clothes. They have a need for it all. If you can only donate a like or share, that goes a long way as well. So ttcharities.org.
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 Okay.
Please check them out. And yeah, as always, until we meet again, be safe, be the light, and I'm always open. What can Flan do for you? Hit me up if you just need to talk, if you want to complain, if you don't like the game show, if Alexander was too loud, whatever it is.
Or if you guys really liked Alexander being there and you want him back again.
Whatever it is, please hit me up and reach out. I'd appreciate it. And all right. And so this is, I don't even remember what song I picked now.
Okay.
This is for us.
Okay.
This is for us. I went with the Roots. I won't tell you what song.
Oh, yeah.
Feel free to talk during the song, but we're about to rock out. Hope y'all rock with us. Peace.
Rock it.
Oh, no, I'm completely unprepared.
You're not unprepared. You're as prepared as we can be.
Here we go. Rocking out.
You better be a true friend to him before the shit put an end to him, or give a pen to him, or lock him in the studio with a mic, cause on a rail it might save his life. Keep telling him, yo, you need a Wall Street master, you're high, so you missing out on what's passing you by. I done seen the streets suck a lot of cash.
I'll tell you the Roots, when I first caught the Roots, I got goosebumps like I just got right now, and it was the hot, hot music, right?
I was like, what is this? Oh my God.
Get out of here.
Beautiful.